How do I love EGRs? Extra Grace Required.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
First of all, should I love an EGR? Well, let's get real with one another. Come on. You have also been an EGR in someone else's life at one point in your life, or every so often, right? When you want more grace because of something you may have done to offend, or perhaps you missed out and grieved someone, or you simply just didn't deliver. So, do we have to? If we are to love others as thyself, then I guess the answer is yes. And really, it's the people closest to you, right, that test you the most. Matthew 17:17, when Jesus said, "How long shall I put up with you?" Almost in exasperation. Yes, but how? Let's look at 3 out of 8 ways to love EGRs. Number one, initiate or strike while the iron is cold. You heard me. Cold, not hot. So even before there's an issue, if you know this person is easily triggered, then make provision. 1 Peter 4:8-9. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. So someone is sinning against you, offending you, hurting you. Love covers that. So you cover the act of being too demanding or too insecure, being needy. And how do you do that? You do it in advance, before it takes more oxygen to ignite or explode. That's what it means by strike while the iron is cold. For example, I made sure that even before I knocked at the door, I had a gift, a pasalubong, to my spouse. Because the person already misses you, and you're quite tired, and you can't tell too long stories about what happened. And so just make sure that in advance you have something as a gift to calm, relax, to assure that person. I remember as well being in a nudist camp in Cancun in Mexico last month. Well, okay. It wasn't a nudist camp. It was by the beach. It was in Mexico. It was a spa resort. And there were some nudists. And before my wife even found out, I had told her in advance. And I had assured her that my eyes were focused somewhere else. See, before the iron gets hot, you anticipate, you initiate. And the verse says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. So I don't do it in a way that is already complaining. Okay, here's your gift, just to make sure that you won't complain. Okay, I'm already telling you in advance before you start grumbling. No. We do it in faith. Out of grace, I will do it. And this love that I offer, I pray, will cover the person in need, the person who is insecure, the person who is more difficult to deal with. By the way, it's not just my spouse. It's me too, right? Who's an EGR when my spouse is away for a long time. And I don't mind it. I appreciate it when she anticipates my need for assurance in advance. Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Here we go. Number two, bearing with one another in love. Nurture patience. Can we clarify here? Patience has nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with you and me. Nurture your patience, my patience. Because the person may not be the most difficult person, but if your emotional tank is low, your patience is thin, right? if your emotional tank is on full, then even if a difficult person comes by, there's a lot to withdraw from. So it is about you. I love this irritant illustration. Sand in the eye is an irritant, which can lead to infection, loss of vision, if it gets really bad, right? But sand in oyster is an irritant too. But, in a beautiful way, it triggers excretion, secretion, and pearl creation. Irritants are neither good nor bad, but they reveal what is in you and me. Your spouse is an irritant. So is your boss. So are your kids. And so are you in somebody else's life. Think about that. And just remember, God's patience with you and me is limitless. And we can draw from that. If Christ is in you and me, then we can draw from that patience. God showing that to Nineveh and eventually to Jonah, who was so upset because God forgave the city. When they repented, he relented. Same thing with King Hezekiah in 2 Kings, right? He was about to discipline Hezekiah and his people, but Hezekiah pleaded for mercy, for grace, and God extended his life and said, okay, I shall postpone it. I'll be patient with you, and I will extend the period by which I will enact my discipline. And we also know about the golden calf incident, right, with Moses. God was about to inflict discipline because of his anger for them building this golden calf. But Moses pleaded, step in. And God, again, relented, even without the people having repented. What patience is that, my friend? And that patience is in you, Christ in you and me. Number 3, Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. So you empathize, you cultivate empathy. What does it take to cultivate? You till the soil, you take out the weeds, you fertilize it, right? You put the seeds, you water it, TLC, tender loving care. It won't just come. It's a process. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes commitment. That's why looking at the person's past, the hugot in Tagalog, whatever it is that may have cost this person to be needing extra grace, we should be willing to look at, to study, to assess. Hugot H, have a heart and a hand for somebody difficult to love. A heart and a hand. A heart is compassion. A heart is belief. A heart is conviction. A heart is love. A hand is the ability to engage, the skill to listen, to counsel, to coach. David shepherded the people of Israel with an upright heart, but not just heart, a skillful hand, but not just skill, an upright heart. H, who got you, understand it's a process. It won't be addressed, the issue of this EGR, overnight, or in one seminar, or team building program, or a counseling session. It takes time, H-U-G. And this time gives us the chance to go to the root and not the fruit, not the symptom, but the source, where it's all coming from. O, overcome. Overcome negativities with positivities. Negative inputs, if negative mindset with positive ideas and affirmations. Yes, I know you're sick and God is your healer. I know that you have a temper, but I can also see your love for other people that you serve. Okay, you messed up. But let's not forget the contributions you've made all these years. This one mistake, or even two or three will not define the years of service you've given this company. Overcome those negative things, which will come with positive affirmations. And finally, transformation T is forever. Even now, I still have my hugots, and so do you. And so we cultivate empathy for one another. The true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members, Mahatma Gandhi. Vulnerable members. The EGRs. Like you and me. Three down, five to go. See you tomorrow.